him over to the bed and let's rap a taste on it, you know? So when he comes over, I told her to give him a little taste, cause you sure as shit wasn't getting none from me. See, that nigga wanted the honey. All we want is the money.
Man, I was out on the streets driving, you know, checking on my game, and I ran into a little old nice thing. You wouldn't believe it, man. Oh, she's a beauty.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, you know how these little young Macs are around, man. They don't have the shit in order, you know, and I ran down and caught this little thing, man, and knocked over, you know, so I went and stashed that away, you know.
Well, tell me, what you gonna do with this one?
Oh, man, shit. Well, you know how I am. I'm gonna run my thing, you know. This is all about the money game with me. I do mine from Frisco, Maine. You know how that is.
Right on. You gonna put it right on the track?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Got to do a little grooming first.
I did.
That is cool.
Yeah, man, I had a little shit we do for you last night.
Did you?
PC Radio Live, radiolive.com.
Yo, did you see her sing the national anthem? Did you see that?
What's his name?
Did you see it? Fergie, nigga.
It might have been the worst.
It was the worst ever.
Ever.
It was, and it seemed like to me she was doing it on purpose. It was like, this is to you, Kaepernick. She's like, I'm going to fuck this shit up on purpose. The president, I know he looking. That she fucked that fucking shit up, nigga. Yo, she had everybody laughing at, you know, at
give,
the same time.
Give her credit.
What? She tried to be like Marilyn Monroe.
When you're in that
with the cocaine, crime time, when you got cocaine and the crack in you,
it's 50,000 people watching in the studio, in the stands, millions at home.
Yeah,
you're saying to yourself, all eyes on me now, nigga.
Yeah, the world is
the
on
world.
Me.
So I'm going to make this the best. So in your head, you're thinking. You're hitting all these notes.
It just go to you, Kaepernick.
Well, however high you want to get the note,
nigga.
God said you got it. And she was
and
determined.
The cocaine kicked in and the crack, to hit the heroin.
All the notes.
Nigga.
She didn't
they
hit
will
one.
Never have her do that again.
She didn't hit one. And she will never be invited to sing a anthem.
They don't want her in the building no more.
They don't,
it's
no.
Over.
No, it's too many Negroes. Now, she probably did get horse-fucked after that.
Horse-fucked?
Yeah. By some of the players.
They ran a train on her?
Yeah, they're pretty sure they did.
Wow.
That's the story
that's the
we don't hear.
PC Radio version.
That's the story we don't hear in the
shade
room.
PC Radio version is they done ran a train
on her.
They
horse fucked her. And got her back together.
Right. Then she can hit the notes.
She can hit them notes now, damn it. Mm-hmm. What up, Ms. Tammy?
Ms. Tammy.
We appreciate you. Yeah. Boss Hall HD on the VIP check-in on the Instagram Live. Everybody on the Facebook, we do remind you to hit the share button and get us into that.
What's it called? The group. Spice Gang.
Spice Gang.
Spice Gang group. Get us in there. We've been banned
to be
from some of the porn.
In the Spice Gang chat room.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you get us in there, confirm it with a screenshot.
Yeah.
Send it to us on the Facebook or on Instagram that we are in the Spice Gang chat room.
Yeah.
And we're going to level up this radio show.
Three angry bitches.
Yeah, we're going to level up the show like you've never seen, knowing that we have a captive audience of people who really just don't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah, everybody in the Spice Game.
Yeah, everybody in the Spice Game chat room. They all you're worried about is fights,
yep.
Naked people,
yep, that's it.
Drugs,
they don't care
alcohol,
about life. None of them has a job.
Nobody works. Yeah. They all spend
time. But get
time.
Us in there. Yeah, us in there. You get free tickets.
We need to be in that Spice Game chat room.
Yeah.
Now, what was I about to say? I had another interesting story about myself because my self stories are so spectacular. I need to actually have a notebook whenever, you know, these things are taking place in my life. Something very interesting. I'm gonna have to come back to it.
Well, I learned that you hang out with the plainclothes detectives. I learned a lot about you today.
I do hang out with police often. You know, the freak party that I did for 20 years.
Well, that's why they allowed you to have
was powered by Law Entertainment, which was a branch of the Philadelphia Police Department.
Mm.
And that was very interesting for me to be involved with that.
And Piccadilly was run by the police, too.
Piccadilly has always been run by the police. That's why they're always open. What's that? Romel Chop?
Romy Chop.
Right.
Shout out to my Romy Chop.
Classic.
He's going to have to change that.
Classic.
Immediately.
Not like Kensington.
Crensington.
We appreciate.
Oh yeah, the people
like
from Crensington is listening to us as always.
Yeah, heavy, heavy.
The ones that's not on heroin are listening to us out in Crensington,
Crensington, Pennsylvania,
where they give out free heroin to everyone.
What's the furthest listener we have on the show? We want to know. I know Hawaii,
Bangladesh,
heavy on the check-in.
Bangladesh,
where are you checking in from? Just tag us on
Mogadishu.
Yeah. Tehran, Iran.
Yeah, we get listeners from everywhere.
Everywhere. Coast to coast, international. And that's when the show levels up. As soon as we know we have audiences way outside of the Philadelphia area, we can speak our mind, talk our mind, and be who we want to be. And right now, we are the greatest radio show hosts ever.
Ever.
And I mean ever. And if you can point us in the direction of two more entertaining gentlemen
there
on
is
the radio.
Not. Well, truthfully, since we started, as a lot of them came and went. I remember when we first started, it was a heat station, it was a hot station, it was a power station, it was a lot of names.
A lot of names popped up in this Tuesday slot.
Yeah, and they all gone. This Tuesday slot is empty.
Yep.
But us.
You even had to worry about the singer. I appreciated the singer guy.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name? Corey?
Corey Williams, my man. Yeah, Corey Williams.
He wanted
his,
to jump
he
in.
He moved his slot, too. Shout out to Corey Williams. He moved his slot over, too.
Off the air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, well I didn't know
that's
he went
where the
off.
Fuck he moved
I thought that. He moved to the next. No. Oh, no. He jumped off.
Off the ship.
Damn. God damn. I thought he just moved over.
Yeah, I mean, everybody
he
just
moved well.
Everybody just think you can crack this microphone.
They all of them tried to get on our time slot.
All of them.
From 8 to 10. Everybody was on 8 to 10 on Tuesday. I'm like, why is everybody, all this different? You can go Wednesday, you can go Thursday. Everybody's 8 to 10 on Tuesday.
Yep.
And then you don't see them no more.
Nope. Because it takes consistency. It takes talent. And, you know, you can say you want to be on the radio and be radio hosts. Right. But at the end of the day,
everybody put their foot in it. Everybody take a dab in it and see what they can do. You know, just like being a comedian, I done seen hundreds and hundreds of dudes doing stand-up comedy, and then about a month later, I never see them again. That's just how the business goes.
What do you think of Rich Dollar's doing comedy?
Well, you know, he's getting good. He's getting better. You know,
has he been on the show with you yet?
No. Well, no, not yet.
But he's coming.
He's coming. He's working. You know, I have to say he's putting in the work. So, you know, you'd be surprised. You never know. They say A-Town is about to try to do stand-up now. You know, I don't know how far that's going to last for about a week.
Yeah, A-Town's going to need a lot.
I think his thing is about over. I think it's done.
Yeah, it's done.
It's done.
Memphis, Tennessee
is checking in. All right. See that?
Rome I Chop.
Oh, he's checking in from Memphis, Tennessee. All right, okay.
We appreciate Memphis.
That's what I'm talking about.
We got the Memphis dry rub ribs.
Yeah. When we come up there, we're going to. What kind of ribs?
Dry rub.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They do have the dry rub ribs up in Memphis, Tennessee. When we come up, get us some dry rub ribs.
We went to dry rub ribs.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know what that tastes like.
They're not the saucy ones. They're the ones that with the dry.
Oh, okay. Heat,
you know what I mean? Dry fall rub off the ribs. Bone. Don't have a lot of that.
And ain't no juice off.
All that barbecue sauce. You know, like the Kansas City type of rib.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's different. Just different.
You're a food connoisseur. Remember that dude used to go around eating the food in the different places, the big boy?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know. Did the Food Network guy.
Yeah. Did he die?
I don't know.
I haven't seen him since.
I don't know. But I did. You know, I told you I was on a quest last week to get some Jamaican food.
Did you go that night?
I tried. Everything was closed.
Most of the Jamaican stores are closed. So, half of them is abandoned.
So this week I said, I'm going to get it before I go to the studio. Mm. I'm going to actually go to Ron's abroad and our Alani.
Okay.
And I'm going to get the Jamaican food that I desire. And go in. There's a the restaurant is clean. It's like a real like
Jamaican restaurant?
Mm-hmm. This is where it starts to get kind of touch and go.
Where is this at?
They've got a you know, like a Cora, you know, when you walk in and you have to walk through the S thing.
Yeah.
So it's all organized.
Okay.
They have four or five ladies working in the back.
Oh, so you're saying you walking through the maze thing.
Right.
But there's nobody in front of you.
Yeah, there's people in front. It's packed.
Oh, it is?
Oh, it's packed.
Oh, wow.
I'm always
at
the door.
Okay.
So now I'm getting kind of nervous because it's too much organization. It's too clean. It's just too...
Like it's about to be a shootout in here any minute.
It's too nice. Get some uncle in the back ribs.
Oh, so some uncle in the back ribs. That don't sound right. They said for us to get some uncle in the back ribs.
Uncle in the backyard ribs. There
oh, the backyard ribs. Don't.
Backyard ribs.
Somebody's about to get fired. Uncle in the back ribs. Didn't put the rest of it. Have us with some gay ribs. Put the whole shit up there. Don't put uncle in the back ribs. You just fucked our whole
reputation. Don't put a little bit of the ribs.
Up.
Put the all the way in the back.
All the way in the backyard ribs. Don't get the uncle in the back ribs. Get Rome, in the back.
Rome City. Okay.
Rome, shout out to Rome.
All right. So as I'm waiting to get my order placed, I'm trying to figure out which entree I want to get. Mm-hmm. And something tells me
are they gay ribs?
Something tells me that this is not going to be as authentic as I want it to be. Because most times you go in a Jamaican restaurant, you really want to catch a little bit of attitude. You really want to feel like the guy in the back cooking didn't wash his hands.
Right.
The lady at the counter really don't want to take your order.
Yeah, she's mad. She's on her cell phone the whole time while she's taking your order.
So that's where you're going to get the most authentic Jamaican food.
She got her son working there, too. He's mad because he wants to be home.
Yep, and then the guy selling DVDs and all the Jamaican rap singles in the front.
Yeah, in the front, trying to sell you his mixtape.
That's as authentic as I want to get. So I finally decide on curry chicken. Okay, so curry chicken, it looks good. It looks good.
So far, everything's
so
good.
So far, everything's good.
Okay.
I get in the car. I say, let me pop a taste just before I get home. I pop a taste. It is the most bland, undercooked. Cabbage is hard. No flavor in the rice. Not quite, you know, the curry is green, but it has no flavor or yellow. And I'm saying to myself, this is worth me going back and say, no, I don't want this. You know, like I really just wasted $12 and a half an hour of my life.
So they didn't put no kind of nothing into it.
Nobody.
It was like a white man cooked the Jamaican food.
Like there's white people back in there cooking food.
The whites done bought the damn Jamaican store.
Yeah.
And they cooking the food.
Yeah. So I think on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to rate that one a 6.5, 7.
Well, they'll never get no endorsements on this station.
All right. So we'll
You just killed their whole situation down there. You
that's Ron's Caribbean Diner.
You wasn't supposed to say the name of the place to the people, so they won't go there.
All right. I got about a minute and a half on this Instagram live stream. So once this live stream goes down, I want you guys to go ahead and jump over to the Facebook stream at Philly Coalition Radio, at Tony Truth Brown, and at Malcolm Hill
215,
or Malcolm Hill's Hilarious.
Or Malcolm Hill Hilarious Saturday.
Yeah. We appreciate you once again, so don't think, you know, we don't, because we do. I had a really touch and go story. Something really interesting happened to me. And I really wanted to let it go to the people, the millions and millions at home. And it's just totally evading me. It is.
Wow.
It was like a cop. It was like a love story. It's, you know, my life is a movie worth being. I need a camera crew with me all the time.
Yeah, you do.
There was. Oh. Huh? Oh, yeah. The story, the street radio story with the Jews.
Oh, well,
let's go ahead and finish that story, too.
When they came to get the last of the equipment,
and that was after the Jew had us on point. You know, we were about to get $7 million as an investment to upload the brand. The ledgers disappeared, and then the movers started coming in to take the equipment out. One final MC came up, you know, to sign on to our project, and I, you know, wanted to tell him no, this is not the time to do it. And the person who
not right now,
right? The person, right now. The person who lost,
I'm trying to get this $6 million,
right? The person who lost the books, who was a crook,
right?
Actually invited the gentleman in and took his money,
yeah.
On the last note, and that was the last I'd seen or heard of the Street Radio Project.
You know, I just realized something since you said that story that somebody took the money. That is actually how we was off of the radio station that we was on before now. Somebody was stealing the money. They were supposed to have been given to the station. They was dealing with the books. Black folks, you put black folks in charge of the money that we was making. We was making good money. They were supposed to turn the money in, and he was stealing the money. We haven't seen him since.
Yep.
And now here we are on PC Radio.
And that was on a Christian station.
Yes. Yeah. On AM station. We was on, what was it, 10?
900
AM.
WURD.
WURD. Philly Word.
Yep, they took the money, and that was the last. We got fired like Lady B.
We got fired. Yes, they didn't give us a send off. Yeah.
Thanks, Rome. We appreciate you know the good show.
Yeah, they didn't give us a last, you know, send off.
One more week.
Once they realized that the money that we was making was stolen by this black guy, That was our last show.
That was the end of it. And that's just how the radio business goes.
But we move on to the bigger and better things.
You know, we're here at PC Radio. Yeah. We're gearing up for...
We have a Jew running the money now.
We do. And we have a great summer, fall coming up. But don't wait till the summer, fall to try to be a part of it.
Yeah.
All right? When we say submit your music, reach out to one of the shows, be it our show, Katia, Muy Caliente, Malika Love, Big Exclusive.
Man, there's some heavy shows.
Okay, when we say reach out to us and find your niche, which means figure out what show is going to be the best show for you to be a part of.
And we're still looking for an intern, too.
We are looking for
someone that can go get the weed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, different things.
Like right now.
Ice in cups.
Right now.
Stuff. You got to start off small.
Right.
You're not going to just jump at this seat and be working here.
Right now, I need orange juice in this cup.
Right. Where, yeah,
where's the intern to get the fucking orange juice? Okay?
Yes.
It's not going to happen. And it's a shame.
Oh, Jew producer got to do it. Jesus Christ.
Too many crickets. We got him worked on way too much work.
He's doing everything. Here we go.
Thank you.
Well, we need an intern. We're looking for an intern that's going to
handle all the juice duties.
All the juice. All
right.
The weed runs. There's a lot of runs you have to do. You have to be willing to go in this neighborhood and pick up packages. We got a lot of stuff going on.
But
you're not going to just be able to sit in this seat.
Cause I want to take a hot intern with me to Atlanta for A3C.
An underage hot intern to Atlanta.
No, she can be 18.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Usually you would say.
As long as she's got traveling papers and her mom agrees to let her go with me.
They have to sign papers.
Yeah.
A release form. You have to sign a release form if you go with us. If you go on that trip with us, you have to sign a release form that says you wasn't gang raped.
Right. So A3C is coming up in October.
Right.
Right around me and Malcolm's birthday.
Yep.
We got South by Southwest that's being run by the incomparable Miss Katia Wood. She's trying to work on that event as we speak. So if you want a chance to perform at any of these places, you want interviews, you want to be a part of the official onslaught of some of the hottest artists across the country, it all starts right here.
Yeah.
All right. So reach out to us on the social media inboxes. You can email. Which email I want to give you? BookDJTRUUF@gmail.com.
Give them to them again because they're not.
Book, B-O-O-K, okay. DJTRUUF like Frank at gmail.com.
Okay.
Send your press kit. Give me like two or three songs, an MP3 file version. Don't send me no SoundCloud links, none of that. Just, I'm telling you, send me an MP3, not a WAV file because that's too big to be sending in my fucking email. Now my email's full. And I got to pay $15 through Gmail so I can keep getting my emails. Now I'm ready to fucking sue you. So send me the MP3 file with your EPK telling me who you are, what you do, where you've been, and where you want to go. And we'll figure out a way to get you incorporated into one of our shows over here at Philly Coalition Radio.
I got a big show coming up on March 4th. I want everybody to come on out to Hibachi on Delaware Avenue with DC Young Fly. And friends, you know, a lot of people from Wildin' Out going to be there. But DC Young Fly on March 4th, I need everybody to come on out, man. Show some support, man. Yeah. You need tickets, 267-971-7860. And Saturday, right around the corner, my second favorite comedian, Talent, is going to be in the building, 52nd and Parkside at Discovery Charter School. And it comes with food, chicken, collard greens, mashed potatoes, yams. So you don't even fuck the show. You're getting chicken, collard greens, yams. You know, you don't even have to watch the show. You get a full course meal for $25. 267-971-7860. Fuck the show. Come and get some food. Yep. And it just so happened that one of the best comedians in the world is going to be in the building. My man Talent is Just Comedy. So we're gonna
it's
be there.
Just Comedy.
Yeah.
All right. March 31st, Chi-Town, the BBW Revival Show. Starring Cotton Candy, BBW porn star.
Wow, then that's going to be
Liz
a heavy,
Red
heavy
Waters,
show.
All the heaviest.
And I'm talking heavy,
all
heavy
the,
show.
The heaviest acts
yes.
in the business.
If you like big girls, come on, check out Cotton Candy, BBW porn star. Each titty is the size of my whole body. She has two. And I'm telling you, but she is the sexiest big girl that I've ever seen in my life.
So sweet.
She
called me. You know, we talk on the phone.
Mm. I like when she has them white guys and she puts the titty around the whole guy and you can't see the guy no more. It's the craziest thing.
Right.
It's the craziest thing. She does this thing where she puts both titties around this guy. You never see him again.
Yeah, she's about that life.
They still looking for him.
you know, when she posts up, she gets a couple hotel rooms.
Yeah.
She has a hotel room where
she's about that,
the guys come in and they just praise her and give her money. Mm. Then she has a bunch of girls who are willing to do anything you want to do.
Yeah.
Then she has the show at whatever event hall. Mm-hmm. So it's like a three-tiered event.
Yeah.
And I plan on being a part of all the events this year at Chicago, March 31st. Tickets right now. The closer we get to the show, the more expensive they will be.
Yeah.
And if you wait until the day of and you get to the door, they may be priced out of your range.
Way out.
Way out. So get your tickets early.
There is a big girl market. You know, there's a lot of guys that like big girls. And she is my favorite big girl in the world. Yeah. I like midgets, women, too. I think I might be the only guy that watches
midgets. Yeah, you need a woman with a little
of Atlanta.
With a little meat on her.
You ever see a midget stripper before?
I did.
Yeah.
They thick in all the right places.
Yeah. But the only problem is they got these. What I like about them is they got these big hands. Like, that their hands is fat meat. And when they. Well, anyway. But I like midget strippers. That's my fetish.
This is great.
What is that you drinking in there?
That's orange juice. that's the Facebook stream. Heavy.
Okay.
All right, we already got about 85 shares in the Facebook. And we appreciate you guys. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. All right, because we want them. All right.
We're trying to get into the Spice Gang, though. Once we get in there, we'll take over. Because they banned us from our name. So get us in under your name. Share it into the Spice Gang
chat room. All right. We appreciate everything that you do for us because we couldn't do it without you. The number's to the studio, 877-226-0998. Make sure you follow us at Instagram, The Movie.
At Comedian Malcolm Hill or Malcolm Hill 215. Follow me on Instagram, man.
All right. Hit us on that Twitter, too. I want to do some retweets. You want to help grow your brand on Twitter. 40,000 people will get the retweet if you just hit me up. Rome, call in.
Call in.
877-226-0998.
Talk to us live. We want to hear what you're all about.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah. 877-226-0998. Call in live, man.
Worldwide.
We can talk to you.
Worldwide. 877.
Because he's been sharing, is supporting us.
Yeah, we appreciate
that. That's what we are, you know, we appreciate.
I feel like I'm in a Hollywood studio tonight.
Yeah, we got more lights, more cameras everywhere.
Lights, camera, action. Yeah. Coming out of the break, let me get that Lost Boys lights, camera, action.
Yeah.
For real, that's what we do.
Okay.
You say it, we play it.
Yeah. Whatever you say, we play.
Yeah. You got some requests? We want to hear about it.
Whatever you say, we can play.
We can play.
We have an endless amount of
music. Our playlist.
Endless.
Is heavier than most.
Name a song.
Terrestrial stations. Why? Because they can't play most of the music that comes out unless it's clean edited.
What was you talking about when you kept saying play Burning Down the House? When the kids.
The roof was on fire? What was it?
Oh, I think I remember.
What was it?
It was the disaster, the Katrina disaster and the floods.
We did
and
the floods.
You saying we're going to dedicate this to y'all burning down the house. I think.
The water dance from Houston.
Yes.
877-226-0998. Rome, that's the number. 877-226-0998.
That was the most disrespectful.
It's real time, real talk
situation
radio
I've ever seen.
You know,
and then you called FEMA.
We did. We got a couple people some checks that night. We did. Got a couple people some checks that night.
Disrespectful.
Heavy disrespectful. We're just waiting on one of our new favorite listeners to call in. We got plenty of time, about 20-25 minutes. Don't forget Saturday night, 6 o'clock. Make sure you put that in the schedule. If you got the TuneIn Radio app, you can set reminders on when the show comes on. So as soon as the show alerts, it'll just pop up in your reminder list Saturday and Tuesday. You're on the air, Rome. I think it's Rome.
Yo, what it do, baby?
What up, man?
Thanks for the support, big man.
Oh, for sure.
Now, where you
support, man?
Where you calling us from?
Memphis.
Nice. Memphis, Tennessee. Now, what kind of ribs was
Memphis
that
10.
We were supposed to get down there? What kind of ribs they got down in Memphis?
Man, they got that dry rub real stuff, but it's too commercialized. Like your man was talking about the clean restaurants and all that.
Right.
You know, you got to get some of that hood stuff, man, you know.
Yeah. The side of the road
ribs.
You want
to get some real ribs.
Side roadkill. You got to get some roadkill ribs, right?
Yes, sir. You better know it.
I can appreciate that, getting ribs out of buckets, you know, being
roadkill.
They got the
appreciate that.
With all the juice and the blood still on them.
That make the best.
But what's Memphis?
Do some beer rub ribs.
Beer rub ribs, shoot that.
Beer rub ribs.
Yeah.
What's Memphis the most known for? What's your thing?
The most known for Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley?
I thought you were going to say a rapper. I thought you were going to say a basketball player. You said Elvis Presley. Okay. All right.
You said what it most known for.
Okay.
Elvis Presley. That's international.
I thought you were going to say 3-6 Mafia. I thought that's what you was going
but
to
But I mean, now, if you're asking me personally, it's 3-6 Mafia, okay, 8-Ball, MVG, Penny Hardaway. You know, we going
Penny Hardaway. I didn't want you to say no damn Elvis Presley. I want you to say 3-6 Mafia.
Man, I just put it out there, man.
Okay.
That's what everybody talking about, Elvis, but shit, you know, when it comes to us.
He ain't do nothing.
Hey, that's what I see.
Yeah. But what do you do out there? Are you a rapper, a singer, poet, a drug dealer? What do you do out in Memphis, Tennessee? What do you do out there?
Hey, I ain't never one of them, bro. No? I'm just a black man doing my thing, man. Okay, you understand me?
Okay. Well, we coming out there to check you out to see what's going on. We going to stay
man,
there.
Man, look, come holler at me, man. I used to have a rap group. Now I just got a couple of my guys, producer. Rapper, you know, I just try to help them guys out, man, them young cats, and just, you know, help them move forward, you know. So I have my foot in and a foot out of the game, so, you know.
Okay.
We are the people's champs.
Yeah, we're going to put you on when you come to Philly.
I'm going to get you, I want you to send me some music from your group, your super group.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to play it. Yeah.
Most definitely.
Usually we charge, but you know what? Since you a fan of the show, You on there?
We want to be the first to break your group outside of that market.
Send us
heavy,
so we can play it.
All right. So if you can,
oh man, that's what's up. Yeah, God, love that. I got to hold my guy down because one of my guys, he's locked up right now. So
even better,
that's the one. That's the song we want to hear. Yeah. That's the song we want to hear. Really? The one that's locked up.
Oh,
I want to hear his song.
Oh shit,
because he got a lot of pain.
I'm gonna hit it to you.
Yeah, he got a lot of pain and suffering in his music. We won't play that. That's the type of music we play on here.
All right, so the email.
You better know it. So get it.
The email. You got a pen or something you can write this email down?
Yeah, hold on. So let me get this joint and write it down.
Yeah, I want you to get that ASAP. And next Tuesday will be the world premiere
of Pain and Suffering.
Pain and Suffering.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds good. Pain and Suffering. I like that, bro.
Yeah. That's
what is it, fam?
Book, B-O-O-K, DJ.
Okay.
Book, DJ, T-R-U-U-F, like Frank.
Book DJ
TRUUF.
Truth.
Okay.
Book DJ Truth at gmail.com.
Got it.
So send me the couple songs, a little bio of the group, something about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And next Tuesday night from 9 o'clock to 9:30.
Okay,
that's gonna be your time. All right, we're going to give
you
the best goddamn interview you've never had, and we're going to world premiere two or three of your songs.
Pain and Suffering songs.
Jeez, sound like a winner to me.
That's what we're going to do. All right, we're holding it down from Memphis, Tennessee.
Your voice coming in real clear. Are you calling in from around the corner, nigga? Because you're real clear on this damn station,
shit,
man. You in Memphis, Tennessee
right now. I need to be
right
up there in Philly, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know what the Eagles do. You know what we do down here.
Hey, about time they got one,
yeah,
baby.
About time.
I'm glad they beat them Patriots, man.
Yeah,
about time.
Yeah. Y'all up next. Y'all up next. Tennessee Titans. Y'all up next.
Man, hell, I ain't no Titans fan. I support them, but I'm a 49er fan.
There you go.
What?
There you go. I'm a 49ers fan.
Yeah. I was born a 49er for life.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we get down, man. The Cowboys, the Steelers, and the 49ers rule Memphis, Tennessee. Man, they got fan club like gangs down here, bro. That shit crazy.
Yeah, we don't support Dallas Cowboy fans in Philadelphia.
I don't either, cause I'm a hater. I'm a Cowboy hater. Yeah, I'm the president of the club, Cowboy Hater Club. So
president,
you know,
president.
Yeah, I'm the president of the Cowboy Hater Club. You know, they down here.
Okay.
You know,
speaking of
don't like them, but you know.
Speaking of the president, what do you think about our president?
Well. In my opinion, we don't have one. I think he a little puppet, and he got Pence around there pulling all his strings.
Yeah.
I don't think, dude, I call him the Orange Man, the mascot for Syracuse. You know, all he want it's some money.
Yeah.
That's what I see. He create an avenue for so he can make some more money by his position, you know, and Pence pull the strings, and he just do what they say.
You ain't never lie. When Obama was president, you see him all the time. This guy, you don't even
all the time. I got much love and respect for that guy. Some black people didn't like him, say he didn't do nothing.
Right.
I say he did a hell of a job, world of good. Mm-hmm. Anytime you can get anybody 2 years of free college, man, that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough.
He gave you a lifetime. He didn't just give you food to eat. He showed you how to eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. That was
it. Yeah.
But I love that guy.
You know, so hail to our real president, Barack Obama.
He's still our president.
Is technically
better know it. That's my president.
He's still the president.
And
that's the only president my son ever seen. You know, I got a shorty, he ain't but seven.
Right.
So that's the only somebody he ever seen. So that's love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
First president you ever known is a black man.
Yeah.
That means in his eye, I can do anything.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. Do you have a picture of Barack Obama hanging up in your home somewhere?
No.
You
know. I don't have it in my home.
Okay.
But I do have it on my phone. And me and my son, and we talk about him all the time.
Okay.
And when I was growing
up, he don't like Trump either. I mean, for 7 years old, he shocked the hell out of me.
Your son don't like Trump either. Wow.
Oh, no, man, you out of here, man. He do the most crazy impressions of the dude. He funny. Speak of the devil, he just look catty.
Hey,
man.
Well, look,
before you go, man, tell your friends to share this link that you on there, of course, and tell them to share this link to their page if you can.
I definitely will. Yeah, I know some old guys, you know, down here, you know, on the underground, some DJs. I just get at them and tell them, man, check it out, share it, support, show love, and do what they do.
Yeah,
so you can't beat that.
And this show that we're doing right now, it has a couple different stages. Tonight it's live.
Okay.
It's live right now.
Right.
Saturday, it's going to replay. So you get a chance to hear yourself on the show Saturday between 6 and 8. Then Sunday, we'll do it one more time for that going to church, coming from church audience. And then by Monday, it'll turn into a podcast. Mm. So you're going down in the history books with us tonight, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And look. That's what it is. All the way live.
Before you go, I need you to give us a shout out from Memphis, Tennessee. To the DJ Truth and Me and Malcolm Hill show from Memphis, Tennessee. Say from Memphis, Tennessee, you know, whatever your name is. Shout out to DJ Truth.
Yeah.
DJ Truth and Malcolm Hill.
All right. Man, this your boy Hollywood, all the way live from Memphis, Tennessee. Wanna send a special shout out to Malcolm Hill and DJ Truth. Man, appreciate the love you guys having me on your show. Man, I'm finna go all the way with you guys. We 100.
Yeah,
that's Hollywood up to no good.
We out in Memphis, Tennessee right now.
All right.
You better know it.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I like that, Malcolm. You growing up. You actually set that up all on your own.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man. We gonna...
What happened?
For sure.
Say again?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out your social media. We're about to get to that. You got any social media where the people can reach you at and see your picture at and see what you're going on with you?
Yeah.
Shout out your social media real quick.
Yeah, check me out. Instagram. Rome I chop. That's the only one I got. I put everything I got is out there.
Okay.
Just holler at me. Get at me on that.
That's all you need. That's all you need, man.
That's all I need.
Thank you for checking in, man. Thank you for supporting. And we're going to get with you next week. And we're going to play the Pain and Suffering mix all next week. Tuesday.
Sound good.
Yeah.
Y'all be careful out there, man. Keep doing your thing, baby. Good
thank
work.
You, brother.
Yeah.
P.S. Fuck Donald Trump.
All right, for sure.
Yep.
Nice.
See, they're checking in from everywhere.
Everywhere.
Tennessee, Bangladesh.
Now, let's see if we can get that same love from Philly.
No.
Philly, go ahead and give us a call right now.
No,
check in.
Philly
shout us out.
Nah,
tell
Philly
everybody we are the greatest to ever do it.
No. Philly don't check in like that.
Yeah, Philly don't.
All that stuff is out of town.
Out of town.
That's what we do.
Oh, my gosh. So, listen, we're going to take a quick 2-and-2 break. I got time to just run down the street. And grab my swim trunks out of the dry cleaners.
What?
Because the swimming pool's opening up in 3 weeks. The PC Radio
you're
swimming
talking
pool.
About your, okay.
No, PC Radio pools.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're on the earlier schedule.
Okay.
All right. Since we're indoor, and that's outdoor.
Right.
At the home location. A couple big shouts. Big C.
Shout out to Big C.
Big C. What up? Big cunt. Is that what it is?
No, that's not what it is.
I thought it was C.
But what? Shout out to Big C. That's another person.
Oh, another big person.
Yeah. Right. Big Cunt is another person. That's Big C. Big C. That's not Big Cunt.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Don't forget Three Angry Bitches coming up March 17th, Jesus 2018. Lord.
You're going to get us banned off the air sooner or later.
What?
I don't know what it is.
What?
There's something about this show that seems like we're going to, it's going to end.
All I did was I'm promoting the show. Y'all, I don't know what y'all talk about. Big cocks, cunts.
Big cunt. You said Big Cunt. The man's name is Big C. Big you said shout out to Big Cunt. No, it's Big C. What the hell is wrong with you?
And I said, by the way, shout out to Three Angry Bitches. I don't know.
It's too much uncensored stuff that you're putting out in the air.
Because you know what? My brain literally has no filter. So everything we talked about in the last 5 minutes is gone with the wind.
You can't remember.
Short-term memory loss is a motherfucker.
Yep.
All right. But Three Angry Bitches, March 17th, inside of that First District Plaza, starring Snook Chaos, Kango from UTFO, who was actually on the show last Sunday with 215 Malika Love. You want to get your advance tickets now. Tickets available at moolahentertainment.com or 267-338-9137 or 484-402-8830. VIP Golden Crew tickets, silver seating, and general seating tickets available. So do that right now. It is Three Angry Bitches powered by PCRadioLive.com. And if you get us into that Spice Gang chat room, I actually do have two awesome tickets for you that'll get you in the building. How about that? All right, powered by PC Radio and the DJ Truth Show. So go ahead and get us into that
Spice Gang
chat room on Facebook, and you got two tickets to see Three Angry Bitches with your Angry Bitch crew March 17th. So guys, listen, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back in 2 and 2, and we'll close out the show with something phenomenal. All right, and it'll be just for you, boo. Hang tight, don't go anywhere.
The number one internet station.